在线英语听力室 ,tingroom.com, 欢迎您。
Hello, and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Tuesday, the 3rd of November, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Going Out of Business. I'm Anna.I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesdays and Thursdays, I will bring you lots of English to wake up your language learning skills. And in our grammar notes today, we will practice the past participle as an adjective. So let's get started. Going out of business. Beginners. There are signs of the financial crisis in different parts of the town where I live. We hear on the news...about people losing their jobs and their houses. Certain shops have closed, and so the buildings are empty. But in another way, there is growth in the town. There are a lot of new buildings that are almost finished. Just down the road from my house, a new hotel is almost ready. I drive past it most days when I bring my children home from school.And we comment on the progress. Hey, Mum, they've put in the windows. Cool. They have asked me if we can stay in the hotel one night when it is finished. But, darlings, I don't want to spend $200 to sleep in a hotel if our house is just around the corner. I don't think they understand my reasoning. So, in some ways, we see the effects of the credit crisis,And in other ways, we don't. Other, more industrial parts of the country have clearer signs of financial problems. Here, we live in a rural community that is actually growing, as more and more people are moving away from Los Angeles and other big cities. When businesses close, it is usually a quiet thing. The people lose their jobs,and the buildings are emptied. However, there is one business here that is advertising its closing. It is making money out of going out of business. Vocabulary. Financial. I think he has financial difficulties. He has recently sold his business and his house. Rural.This rural community was established by farmers. Growth. That species of tree has rapid growth. In 1 year, it will grow 6 feet. Reasoning. We should finish painting the house, then go on holiday. My reasoning is that we will be able to totally relax after finishing the project. Or...There is no reasoning with him. He won't listen to anyone's opinion. Progress. That little girl has made great progress in mathematics. Advanced. A few months ago, while I was driving around, I saw a person next to the main road holding up a sign that read, "Going out of business. Everything must go."Followed by an address. I wondered if it was a business that I had gone to see a couple of years ago that was supposed to be going out of business. When I had gone in the building, which was poorly lit, like an old garage, I was immediately annoyed that I had taken the trip. Why had I bothered? It looked just like a yard sale.With cheap items badly arranged on shelves and on the floor. The advertising had caught my attention and made me curious, so I had taken the time to drive there. But this new going out of business sign must be for a different business. I didn't think anything else about it until a couple of months ago when I saw the same sign held up by a pretty young woman in the center of town.Well, they haven't gone out of business yet, I said to myself. Then, just a couple of days ago, another man, quite close to our street, was waving a sign that said the same thing. I wondered what the other passers-by thought. Are they curious about the business? Will they be encouraged to go and find a bargain? And more importantly, is the business going to close or not? I have a feeling that someone is making good money by pretending to be broke. Grammar notes. Related vocabulary. To arrange. The lady took a long time to arrange the flowers in the vase. Shelves. The shelves in the supermarket were nearly bare. A couple of. A couple of months ago, we bought a sofa. It wasn't delivered until a couple of days ago. Passer-by. As I drank my coffee in the cafe, I watched the passers-by outside. Use of the past participle as an adjective. The medal was presented to the first place athlete. The swimming pool wasn't finished in time for the summer. The Egyptian tomb was emptied of its treasures. The building is being meticulously planned. The statue will be designed with the national hero in mind. Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Please continue to log on and listen to my podcasts and also give me some feedback. Let me know what you think by emailing me at acupofenglish@live.com. That's live.com. Until next time, have a great day. Bye-bye.